We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
All right, we need therapy today because one of our friends is spying on her neighbor. She told us about it yesterday during group therapy, and all of us were like, what is going on? She thinks that her neighbor is an actual real witch. So we had a little bit of a conversation with her. Here's some of it. Her name is Rachel, right?
She has all this black cloth draped everywhere. It's like kind of dusty and gross. And then there's these big gothic candles lit everywhere. And then it kind of seems like she's doing a seance or sacrifice thing when people are over.
Okay. A sacrifice?
What do you see her doing a seance?
She's like waving her arms kind of slowly over like table. And then there's like somebody laying on it, and then she'll have people come and go every day. It's like a business or something.
Could she be some sort of healer? Like, is it possible she's a good witch, like helping try to heal people?
I don't know much about that stuff, but like, I wouldn't rule it out.
And I don't know much about that stuff either. So I know this is a really weird question, and we're looking for a needle in the haystack. But if you're a real witch, would you call us? 404-263-0941. I've got so many questions because after the show yesterday, Curtis, you and I were diving deep into this whole discussion about good witches versus bad witches. Yes. I don't know anything about all of this.
So this is how it was explained to me by a good friend, Sarah. And Sarah says she's a good witch and she believes in white magic. She believes there has to be an equilibrium, that everything has to have a yin and yang. And it's a form of magic that is used to benefit instead of harm someone else.
Okay, wait a second. So why would you have to call yourself a witch if it's good? To me, it like...
She believes in positive energy, positive vibes, and what you throw in the universe, it comes back threefold. So she burns incense, she uses candles and crystals because she says crystals give off different energy.
And so that would be a good witch.
And she she's a good witch.
Now, what's a bad witch, though?
And how she explained to me what a bad witch is, or black magic, is demonic summoning, is using creatures to carry out your bidding. And, you know, you give out bad vibes, and it comes back once again threefold. And she says what they use is like bones, hair, articles of clothing.
What?
And it's also spells that are used to manipulate someone's goodwill.
All right, 404-263-0941.
So apparently the bad witch is the person that moves the Ouija board as you're playing. Because there's always that one person in the room.
You don't believe in any of this stuff. You think people are just making it up?
No, I believe that people use like the power of, you know, crystals and like a healing nature, if you will, to make themselves feel better. I don't consider that a form of witchcraft, and I certainly don't believe in, what is it, the pentagram? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, it is a pentagram.
The star.
Yeah, the star and the ground and the can. It sounds like Rachel, the girl that we talked to, the goth candles, the drapes, the doing this. She's a Party City witch. Like, she goes and gets her costume from Party City,
and then she
grew up on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. She read a couple articles on the internet, and she's like, boom, I'm practicing witchcraft. Here we go. So, yeah, I'm a little skeptical. If this is something you study and you believe in the earth and you believe in good vibes, that's one thing. But to call yourself a witch, a little over the top.
Yeah, I don't understand real witches. So, I know this is random, but if you're a real witch, or maybe you just know a real witch, would you join the show for group therapy now? We are fascinated. 404-263-0941. I want to find out more about this. What makes it good? What makes it bad? And is it all just a bunch of baloney? I don't know. We'll talk to you next with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1. 404-263-0941.
There's a difference between a seance and going to a spa. They're almost one and the same, because the witches that we have talked to have said, it helps me find myself and center myself and bring a good energy. Well, I can do that too. I go do yoga. So am I practicing witchcraft by going to downward facing dog?
Yes.
Is that what it is? It's witchcraft yoga.
Apparently you are.
There it is. Copyright Mark Owens. Do not steal that. That is mine now.
Witchcraft yoga?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't believe in the pentagrams and the casting spells and everything.
All right, if you want to cast a spell on Mark, give us a call, 404-263-0941.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.